along with Bill, be bringing up the second half today, KX0MHN. Scott, I'm sorry, well, Scott's in the room here with us, but Mark's on the log, this is 82EDS. We got a lot of text check-ins this morning. A couple of quick announcements tonight. It's Ask the Elmer, Be an Elmer in our Zoom room. Come join us at 8 o'clock. Ask the Elmer, Be an Elmer. Especially new amateurs. They're trying to get the newly licensed amateurs in here. So 8 o'clock tonight, East Coast time. Ask an Elmer. Today at 10 o'clock, 14317, Roger's 20 meter net. Come join Roger and Randy and the gang. 14317 at 10 o'clock. Tomorrow night, 8 o'clock, our usual youth net, 8 o'clock p.m. is our youth net. Your question this morning, when was the last time you polished a pair of shoes? When was the last time you polished a pair of shoes? I'll get into it a little bit later. Got a bunch of text check-ins here this morning. I'll just read some names off. We got Edward. Lou, Herbert, Anna, what are you doing up so early this morning, kiddo? Bob in Leesburg, Greg, Charlie, Brian, Richard, Joel in Claremont, Mark, Charles, Wayne, Clark is up early from Phoenix, Ray is up from Beaver, Pennsylvania with us already this morning. Zachary's here, and Larry's at the top. Yep, we'll get to you in a little few minutes, Larry. Let's see what we have in mobiles. Mobile stations only. Call signs twice and slowly. Once again, this is Dick, WB2JPQ. Good morning.
4JPS, K4JPS.
KJ5MLZ, KJ5MLZ.
Kilo Juliet 5, Golf, Uniform Yankee, Kilo. Juliet 5, Golf, Uniform Yankee, Guy, a mobile.
Kilo, Foxtrot, Zero, Victor, Mike, Charlie, Kilo, Foxtrot, Zero, Victor, Mike, Charlie.
Well, that's a start. Good morning to you, Tim, KF0ZMC. I remember talking to you a couple days ago. Morning, Guy, KJ5GI, KJ5MLZ. And it looks like Gil this morning is first up this morning on our mobile list. Good morning to you, Gil, K4GDS. Seems like we should have a few more mobiles. I'll run these four, and I'll do another call for mobiles. Once again, our question this morning, when was the last time you polished a pair of shoes? Good morning, Gil.
Good morning, Dick and Mark. That would be 5 months and 2 weeks ago. Can be precise on that because it was for my daughter's wedding. K4TDS, back to net.
Well, there you go. 5 months is close enough for us. Boy, time flies. Doesn't seem possible. It's 5 months already. Have a good day, Gil. KJ5MLZ, good morning.
KJ5MLZ, good morning, Dick. Rest of the crew. Man, Dick, I don't think I ever polished a pair of shoes. Yep, never. KJ5MLZ, back to you, net control.
That might be kind of an interesting question. Seems back in the day we all polished our shoes. I used to polish my shoes several times a week for one. Seems those days have gone. Good morning, Guy, KJ5GUI.
Thank you, everybody on the first KJ5 Golf Uniform Yankee. In answer to today's question, let's see, last time I actually polished a pair of shoes was probably, let me think, 2023.
Down for last year. AA4XN.
Next check-ins this morning. First up, Roy, K8BYU. Good morning, Roy.
Everybody out of the room, K8BYU. 2007, when I worked at the airport, back to you.
Well, you fired that one right off, Roy. You were ready for us. Good morning. Have a nice day. Larry, AM7CGI. What about you?
In the morning, Brew. 40 years ago, so that would be 1986, was the last time, and probably the only time that I polished my shoes. But everybody have a great day, KM7CGI.
Wow. All right, Larry. Zachary in Kissimmee, Florida. Good morning, Zach.
Good morning, Dick, Mark, and the Brew crew. The last time I shined my shoes was in 2019 when I retired from law enforcement. So, everyone have a blessed day. 7-3 to the group. Back to you, Dick, KI6KQO.
We'll get you down for 2019. Thank you, Zach. Good morning to Randall, K8UFM.
Good morning, Dick. Good morning, Mark. Good morning to the rest of everyone else on frequency. That's a tough one. That's been about 35 to 40 years ago, so a long time. But this is KFM, back to net control. Everyone have an outstanding day.
All right. Thank you, Randall. Voice of Orlando's up next. Good morning, Jay.
Good morning, Dick, Vicky, and everybody on the morning brew. This is K1MCO. I would say 5 years ago when I got married for the second time with my actual wife. 5 years last time that I polished my shoes, Dick. Sending back to you. K1MCO. Good morning.
You have a nice day, Jay. Thanks for being there every day. Good morning, Ray, N3DQD. How's everything in Beaver, Pennsylvania this morning, Ray?
Good morning, Dick, Mark, and the rest of the crew. This is N3DQD. Well, I used to polish shoes all the time until I started buying the ones that you did not have to polish. But one of my jobs when I was a child was to keep my dad's shoes polished up every Saturday for him. So I would say about 6 or 7 years ago. Back to net. This is N3DQD.
You're talking a couple of days ago. Maybe it was even yesterday in the Zoom room about the shoe boxes. I remember when I was a kid, he had a shoe box, and he opened it up, and there was all the different polishes and rags and everything that was necessary, all in a box. What do you say, Clark? Good morning, KK7DY.
Good morning, Dick, Mark, and the rest of the brew crew. I would say 1988. Back to net control, KKBY.
Everybody seems to remember the year they got out of the service. W9QJQ, good morning, Keith.
Everybody, well, you're talking about shoebox. I got a shoebox. I have to do my boots of weeks every. Being on the fire department, I got to polish those boots every day. Well, about twice a week. So, yeah, I'm still doing it.
All right. Keith has got clean boots. Good morning to Norm, NY1US, who was on our net last night, did a great job on open mic. Good morning, Norm.
Hey, good morning, Mark, and everybody in the brew crew, and thanks for the kind words there, and I enjoy doing it, that's for sure, so. Anyway, I think it was 2007 when I last shined my shoes when my daughter got married. So, very good. Well, Dick, you have a good day, and everybody, back to that.
We're going to try to have a good day, Norm. You as well. Good morning to Wayne, Baltimore, New York.
Good morning to everyone. KC2NJV here. I probably cleaned my shoes a couple of months ago, but putting polish on it, I can't remember when. Other than that, have a lovely day.
I think it's raining here at this end of the state, Wayne. I'm not sure. I thought I heard a couple of pitter-patters before I came down here. My shack is in the basement, so I'm not privy to visual weather reports. Syracuse, New York. Good morning, Charles. KD2YUY.
Good morning, Dick, and everybody listening in on the brew. About 4.5 years ago, 5 years ago, 2021, retired from the fire service, and used to keep the station shoes shiny every shift, and we had one or two of those shoe boxes that even had the little stand on top that you could, if you had your shoe on, you could set your foot onto the perfectly angled platform so that you had a good workstation to work to polish the boot. 73 all back to net control, KD2YUY.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, had the official footrest, Charles. This is WB2JPQ, 19 past the hour. We're going to go to Mark. Good morning. N0CKV.
Morning, Dick. Rest of the brew crew, everybody else on the net. If I remember correctly, it would be 22 months ago for my niece's wedding. Everybody have a great Thursday. And 0CKV, back to net.
All right, Mark. Well, maybe I'll see you tonight for asking Elmer, being Elmer. I think you've been coming to that. The voice of Claremont. Good morning, Joe.
Well, good morning, Dick. Good morning, Mark. It's been a long time since you referred to me as the voice of anything. Unfortunately, this morning, I hate to say it, but I've kind of got a non-answer for you. It's been long enough that I don't remember, so I guess put me down for a long time. Everybody take care. Have a great Thursday. KM4WZD. Back to net.
All right, Joe. Have a nice day. Good morning to Richard and for RFM.
Good morning to everyone on the brew crew. Last time I polished a pair of shoes was about a year from the back last year. Back to you.
Friday, 2025. Brian, Corfu, New York. Mark was just saying that he met you, I guess maybe last week. You were in the kit building class at Lancaster. Good morning, Brian.
Hey, good morning, Dick and Mark. Yes, can't wait to finish up my node and get it on the air and use it. Just waiting for one more part to come in so I can finish, which is supposed to be coming today. So, but as far as shoe polishing goes, it's got to be more than 40 years. I remember bottles of shoe polish with the sponge applicator when I was a kid, but I haven't seen or touched one in a very long time. So everybody out there, have a great day and take care.
Greasy kid stuff. That wasn't real polish. Thanks, Brian. Yeah, project you guys have going there at the club. Very, very nice project. NE2B, good morning, Charlie.
Everybody on that? Birdie 9 Tampa Bay, 64 this morning. God, in response to the question, Dick, I can actually give you the month. It was in March 1974. It was when I left the Marine Corps. Now, I can tell you since then I've been known to lift my foot up and rub against the back of my pant leg, but actually a fine polish would have been just before leaving the Marines. Thanks for what you do, WB2JPQ, NA2B back.
All right, we got you down for flip-flops since 1974. WB3EYR, good morning.
Good morning, Dick. Good morning, Mark. Everybody on the Brew Crew this morning, this is KB3EYR. And I think it was about 2018. My son and I were a little bit more active in Civil Air Patrol at that time, and we did a lot of boot polishing back then. I hope everybody has a great day. Back to net control.
All right. I'm amazed at some of these answers. What's it going to be, Mr. Bob from Leesburg, WG3IC? Good morning.
Good morning, Dick. It's going to be 35 years ago, 1991 for me. Back to you, Dick. W3ICQ.
Wow. Thanks, Bob. Oh, Anna. Save the day here, kiddo. KD3HAN. Good morning.
Good morning, Dick, and everyone else on the net this morning. Well, I'm up early, Dick, because I wanted to hear you and talk to you this morning. I've never polished a pair of shoes. Everybody have an awesome day. KD3AJN.
Well, thank you, Anna. Yep, Thursday and Friday, I have the starters, so maybe we'll go down memory lane tomorrow. We've got a couple ideas. Herbert, KC3UUK, good morning.
This is KC3UUK. Good morning to everybody on the net. I lived in a uniform for 30 years in law enforcement and polished and buffed my boots with shoes just about every other day. Now that I'm retired, I buff them every Sunday or before church service with me and the wife. So this past Sunday would be the day I did them. And with that being said, have a blessed day. Be safe out there. Stay out of harm's way. And our temperature is 47 degrees. We're having a heat wave. And with that said, 73, guys. KC3, UUK, I am clear.
Looks like I'm just at freezing here this morning. I just hit 32 outside the cabin this morning. At 25 past the hour, this is Check WGB to JPQ. Well, my friend Lou, KA4EPS. Good morning, Lou.
Godfather, what are you doing, Bennett? I didn't know you did that kind of thing. Dick, good to hear you this morning. This is KA4EPS in Palmies County, Florida, 68 degrees. And I hear you're sending some of that cold down next week. So, hey, bring it on. We love it. It's ironic you bring the question up because I haven't polished my shoes in probably a decade. But the day before Hamfest, I had a company meeting I needed to attend, so I did polish them just last Wednesday. And, of course, my motorcycle boots, they get polished all the time. So, anyway, the next one on the list, the first-timer, K4P, he might be walking a dog, but his name is Ed, and I'll welcome him to the back to you, Dick, WBTJPQ and the group KA4EPS.
Oh, thanks, Lou. Nice to talk to you this morning. Yeah, I do. I do the morning brew on Thursdays and Fridays, and we do the second cup on Friday, and of course, the tech mat. Oh, I've been known to be on here. Well, let's see if Edward is around. K4POI. Good morning, Ed.
This is Ed at Lock Beautiful, downtown Loxahatchee, Florida. And unlike Lou, I'm going to ask you to keep that cold weather there. Last time I polished my shoes was the night before August 3rd, 1963, when I was discharged from Mather Air Force Base.
Well, 1963. Well, welcome, Ed. Nice to see you. Nice to see you in here. First time check-in for the morning brew. For the new people, you can follow along on our log sheet. There's several ways to do it. Our fetch log, if you're not aware of it, you can go to eastcoastreflector.com, go to nets, go to the appropriate net, the morning brew. There's a little box you can check to follow along. That's one way of doing it. All right, let's get some radio check-ins in here. Mark, what do you say? From Palmyra, our net manager, we got him up to the top of the list on 2BH. Anybody, anywhere, twice and slowly, please. This is Dick.
28 Cassie,
this is KC7, Foxtrot, Bravo, November, Florida.
This is November 3, Sierra, Quebec, Romeo, M3, SQR, Deerfield Beach, Florida.
This is November 5, Charlie Hotel, Bravo, Mobile, N5, CHB, Mobile.
WHK.
Victor Alpha 3, Kilo Tango Juliet. Victor Alpha 3, Kilo Tango Juliet.
This is Hilo Bravo 8, Papa Lima Victor, KB8, PLV, Chris.
This is Charlie Hotel Bravo, NVLK.
Vector Alpha 3,
Juliet 5, Whiskey Golf Romeo, Houston, Texas.
KC2GRN, KC2GRN.
November 1, Whiskey
Charlie Alpha Romeo, Golf Mike 5, Charlie Alpha Romeo.
Let me hold up here a minute, guys and gals. Straighten this train wreck out a minute. It was the GM5CAR, according to what's coming up. GM5CAR. Good morning. You got Webb. Good morning, N1WEB. We got Joel. He's Yuppie, New York. And just before Joel, there was a WGS. The WGS only, please.
Maybe that was me. Kilo Juliet 5, Whiskey Golf Romeo, KJ5, Whiskey Golf Romeo in Houston.
KA5, GSS, YVS, good morning, Q, Bell, Jeff, and to VLK from Lancaster. Chris, WB8PLV. Jenzik, good morning to you. W8WHK, Bill from North Fort Myers, Florida. Ray from Elizabethtown, we got you in here. We got Sugarland, Texas, N5CHB. Good morning, you're Mobile. We got Joseph from Deerfield Beach. Been in here. 4N3SQR. Rob from Boca Raton, KC7SPM. Let's run this, and then we'll pick up what we missed here after we get these radio check-ins in. Let's go up to Bill. Good morning, Bill. N2BH.
Hi, good morning, Dick, Mark, everybody. Yeah, I got 33 here. The deck and the driveway's quite icy. October 2017, that's when I retired from the police department. And a little bit, be going to my Thursday morning breakfast, M2BH.
Well, enjoy breakfast. Good morning to Bob, Boca Raton, KC7FBN. So with me this morning, Rob, KC7FBN from Boca Raton. Hearing nothing from Rob, we'll move on to Joseph, Deerfield Beach, N3SQR.
Good morning, Dick, Nikki, and everyone on the Blue Crew. It's supposed to go up to, it's 68 now, it's supposed to go up to 70, I believe. But we are going to get a cold wave in here next week, so it should be the night should go down into the 40s. But the last time I polished my boots was the day I retired from law enforcement. And I remember the boots. It was a Rocky boot, high tops with the zipper on the side. So you didn't have to lace them every day. But I was just thinking about a question a few weeks ago when I had to polish a set of wingtips to go to a dinner event. So it's been a while. But I still know how to do it. And I think I was actually thinking about doing the leather seat on my car because it's looking a little bit... bit weathered, so I was thinking about that, but I'm not sure if I want to have my my pants buffing every day until it all comes off in full. So I will see what happens. But anyway, have a great day, everyone. This is M3SQR, Deerfield Beach.
All righty, 2026, Joe, we got you down. I'm sorry, Chuck in Sugarland, Texas. I didn't scroll down here far enough to see that you were mobile. Should have got you up here at the top of this list. N5CHP, good morning.
No worries at all. I've got about an hour driving every morning and about 2 hours coming home. Yay, Houston traffic. The answer to the question would be literally about 45 minutes ago. We've got some people coming in from the mothership today, from the corporate office flying into town, so I had to dress nice. N5CHP.
It looks like 45 minutes is the number to beat this morning, so you late check-ins can go polish right now and beat Chuck. Thanks, Chuck. You got a pretty good poke on the, you got another 45 minutes on the road. Good morning, Ray, Elizabethtown, Pennsylvania, KC3FGD.
Hey, good morning, Dick, Vicki, everyone in the group. Yeah, last week, and I have three pairs that I normally polish about twice a month. Everyone have a wonderful day. Back to Nick.
I'm sure you got to look nice to go to the wood shop, right? Beautiful, beautiful shop. Bill, North Fort Myers, good morning.
Good morning. It's a foggy 60 degrees here. Good morning to everyone and Vic and the crew. See, what was it? 2003, I retired from the police department. That was the last time I polished any shoes. I don't even own shoes now that you have to polish. That's what retirement does to you. Okay, I'll turn back to you. 7-3, everybody have a great day. This is W8 and WHK. Back to net control.
Well, you've been retired a long time, and Bill, congratulations. VA3KTJ, good morning, Jessica.
Good morning, Dick, to Mark, and everyone on the net. This is VA3KTJ. It was last year, 2025, the last time I was to go for my friend's wedding. 73 tall, great day. Back to net control. This is VA3KTJ.
Well, 2025 it is. Chris, good morning. KB8PLV.
Good morning to everyone. 2015, I polished my shoes. It was polished in a tube with a little brush on the end. As a kid, little kid, I always admired my dad, who had one of those little wood boxes and all kinds of attachments to an electric polisher he had, and it was just fun to watch him do that on Saturday night. Everyone have a good week ahead. This is KB8PLV. Back to you.
Well, that's exactly what I remember, Chris. Polish your shoes and get ready for church on Sunday mornings. I do remember that, bringing back some memories. Good morning, Jeff. N2VLK, what's it going to be, buddy?
Well, Dick, good morning. Mark, good morning to you, too. I polished and snow-sealed my boots in October, so I guess 4 months ago. Back to the net, N2VLK.
Yeah, I always used to winterize my my boots as well. Thanks, Jeff. Bill, Dunville, Ontario, VA3YBS. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Dick and Mark and everybody on the net this morning. It's 67 Fahrenheit here in Cape Canaveral. And the last time I polished my shoes was probably back in 2017, for my dad's funeral. Anyway, thanks for doing the net, Dick. This is VA3YBS.
Looks unfortunately, I thought we might get a funeral in here as an answer this morning, Bill. 2017. Walter in Houston, Texas. WGR. Morning, Walter.
Good morning, everyone. Logged me in for 2005. That's when my Army unit transitioned from the black boots to the Desert Cayenne brown boots. Everyone have a great day. Back to net control.
Thank you, Walter. Next up is Joel, East Yaphank, New York, KC2GRN. Joel, are you still with me this morning, KC2GRN?
Yes, good morning, Dick, KC2GRN. In answer to the question, last time I polished a pair of shoes, probably about 10 years ago, probably going to a presentation symposium. Haven't done that in a long time, and certainly in the past 2 years since I've been retired, not too many opportunities anymore. Anyway, KC2, GR, back to it.
Thank you, Joel. Good morning to Collierville, Tennessee. Good morning, Webb.
Good morning, Dick and Mark. It's great following along on the online log and listening to these responses. Can't believe the stories that can come out of such a simple question. And I think I doubled with Carrie from Scotland on the way in this morning. So good morning, Carrie, or good afternoon. And put me down, boy. You know, I wish I could say I oiled my boots about a month ago, but I don't think that counts. So why don't you put me down for 2019? I think that's when I retired, and I used to have to just polish up my shoes a little bit. And one, WEB, back to the net.
Well, thank you, Webb. Yeah, there was a little pile up there. So, Carrie, from Scotland, GM5CAR. Like you're new to this net, you've been on the system before, I guess it would be afternoon.
GM5CAR, returning. Good morning, Dick, and good morning to everybody on the Brunette. It's possible it'll be because of the change of call sign. I've changed my call to a vanity call. The old call sign was Mike Zero, Romeo Kilo, November, and I think I've checked few times with the old call sign, but lately the first time with this call sign. Question of the day, the answer is last night I got a 10-year-old son who loves playing soccer at school, and every day he comes in with muddy shoes, and every night I've got to clean and polish them. So there you go. But thanks for letting me check in. Have a great day, everyone, and 73. Back to
well, Carrie, it looks like you're number two. We had one gentleman 45 minutes ago, and you'll follow him with less. So you're number two here this morning. Shane, good morning. KA5GSF.
Put me down for 1992. That was when I got out of the Marine Corps. I'm sure it was sometime during that year. Everybody have a good one. KA5GSF, back to net.
Alrighty, boy, Mark just posted a whole bunch of text check-ins here. Good morning to K4MMX, Bill in Hobbs, New Mexico, Jeff in Rochester Hills. Wendell, we got you. We got N2WXB. Bob, good morning to you, E-Course. Randy in West Seneca, Bob in Hamburg, New York. Scroll up here, we got Craig in Riverview, KQAU. Oh, and I already did them. My screen jumped there. Charles, we got you as well, KR4AEG. Got Mike from Valley Springs, Gary from Woodhaven, Michigan, Tim from South Carolina, AV4KT, William from Wake Forest, and I guess we're going to start with you, William. You're up here at the top. My screen is jumping around on me this morning. Oh, my problem here, I think. Good morning, William. Wake Forest, North Carolina, KQ4GWO. And our question this morning, when was the last time you polished a pair of shoes?
Good morning, Vicky. Good morning to everybody on the net. Great time of day, man. Well, you talk about your flashback. Gentlemen, ladies, we talk about over 50 years, man, a plus. I used to be a kid up in Jersey, man, and I had my little shoe shine box. And I used to go around shining shoes, man. Come home with a pocket full of quarters. So I'm going to say 50 or 60 years ago. Take care of me. God bless. Once again, this is Kilo Quebec 4, Golf Whiskey, William Round, beautiful, beautiful North Carolina. Send us peace. Everybody have a super fine day.
We got you down, William, for 50-plus. Kenneth, in the Villages of Florida, AB4KT.
Probably been about a year ago. I spent my whole life shining shoes with, from the military to I was a professional firefighter to a Mason, a member of the Masonic Lodge, and we wear ties and coats to that. So, but I haven't been in about a year. So about a year.
And we got you down 2025. Allen Park, Michigan. KB5NJU, good morning.
Hey, KB5NJU Mobile. Put me down for December. I've been thinking about it. I probably need to do it again because I got snow and salt and slush on my shoes quite a few times this winter. 7-3 all, happy Thursday. This is KB5NJU Mobile.
Might be in third place for the door prize here this morning, Elmer. Thanks for being there. Rod Madison, good morning. WDAKOB.
This is WDAKOB. Well, good morning, Matt. Well, let's see. Washed my shoes probably a couple months ago. I had this wooden shoe box with the foot stand on top, and I brushes and rags and polish in there, and I polish about every 2 months or so as the shoes need it. There's no excuse for wearing unkempt shoes. Take care of that. Have a good day. WDAKOB.
Well, thank you, Rod. Yes, we many of us remember those shoe boxes. I decided to, when I was a young child, I decided to do mine. It was a, I don't know, a color, and I decided to do it with the black shoe polish. My father was not too happy with that. He made me scrub and scrub and scrub and scrub, and so I most of it off, and it was the last time I painted anything with shoe polish. Good morning, Tim. Columbia, South Carolina, KQ4EFY.
Thank you, Dick. This is KQ4EFY, Tim, in Columbia, South Carolina. And I guess the last time I polished my shoes was November 2025. Back to net control.
Well, thank you, Tim. Gary, Woodhaven, Michigan, good morning. N-A-Z-F-H.
Good morning, Dick, Mark, and the rest of the crew. And it's probably been about a year, and I, too, remember polishing my dad's shoes when I was a kid once or twice a month and getting a quarter. Greg may have polished his shoes yesterday. We had our annual Motor City Radio Club dinner. Please check me in out. And it's not a fake. Back to that.
All right, Gary. Thanks for sharing that. 50 past the hour. Get an ID and hit us a stick. Double get a B2JPQ. Question for those of you that are just joining us, when was the last time you polished a pair of shoes? Let's go out to the West Coast. Good morning, Valley Springs, California. Good morning, Mike.
Dick, everybody on the Brew Crew.
Oh, it's an old tradition polishing shoes for me. I started that with Catholic school a long, long time ago. Wore polished shoes every day to school. I don't know, for the last, probably within the last year, Dick, that's as close as I can get. I've still got three pair of my retirement boots and a couple pairs of brown boots and good old parade gloss on all three of them. Back to net control. This is K6AAN.
Well, there you go. That's kind of how this question came about, Mike. I got several pairs of shoes and a shoe rack in the bottom of my closet. And I dare say that they got kind of dusty over the last few years, and I decided that I would just take my shoe brush and freshen them up a little bit. And I said, boy, it's been a long time since I really polished a pair of shoes. So I guess that's how this question came about. Thanks, Mike. Let's go to Charles, KR4AEG. Good morning, North Carolina.
So outfit is a category I remember way back in the day, probably early 70s. Polishing shoes with my dad on Saturday night to get ready to go to church on Sunday morning. So it's been many years. Don't wear anything now that requires polishing. KL4AEG, back to Nick.
Well, like I said before, that's what the flip-flops are for. Good morning to my friend Bob and my neighbor down across the field here, Bob, KC2JCE.
Everyone on the net, probably the late 80s, early 90s, last time I polished a pair of shoes. Don't miss it either. Back to that, KC2JCE. Have a great day, everyone.
Okay, Bob. Good morning to Randy, West Seneca, W2RBC.
Good morning, Dick, Mark, and everyone on the Morning Brew. The last time I polished my shoes was about 4 years ago. That's when I retired from the U.S. Coast Guard Auxiliary. Back to net control, 73 to all, W2RBC.
Kind of looks to me like our jobs depicted how our shoes got polished or when our shoes got polished. Thanks, Randy. Bob, E-Course Michigan, KQAU. What be you, Bob?
Morning, Dick and Mark and rest of the crew. Actually, probably about a week ago, the shoes are new. I put a heavy polish on them, and I just hit them with a brush. I want to keep them shining up, looking good. Have a great day. KQAU, better than that.
A week ago, you're in the running for a door prize this morning as well. Riverview, Michigan, N2W.
And Dick, Mark, and all on the crew. I polished my shoes in August of 2025 because I had to go to a wedding. Back to that. Yeah, y'all have a great day.
It's amazing how everybody can remember when they polished their shoes. Wendell! Crittenden, Kentucky. What's it going to be, my friend? KO4RXE. Wendell, are you still with me? KO4RXE. I guess we'll mark him in and out. Mark, we'll go on to Jeff in Rochester Hills, Michigan. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Dick. Everyone on the brew, this is KE8SMN. Put me down for 2025. I still like to do it on a regular basis. Got the little wooden box and all that. But you got me thinking, now that everybody's wearing Skechers, there's not a whole lot you can do to those. KE8SMN.
Yeah, there you go. That's the... I kind of threw the dress code right out the window, didn't it, Jeff? Let's go to my friend Bill in Hobbs, New Mexico, KI5. PMI, what's going to be for you, Bill? Good morning.
Good morning, Dave, everybody on the brew. Put me down for 26 years ago, 1999. Remember when I polished the last pair, I thought to myself, man, I hope I don't ever have to do this again. So, but 26 years ago. Brought back some memories. So hope everybody has a great day. KF5 PMI. Back to Nat.
26 years ago. It's a long time, Bill. Trust all as well. Last on this list is Oakland Park, Florida, K4LMX. Good morning.
Good morning, everyone on the Brew Crew. Dick, sorry about the confusion with the logging this morning. I left my personal phone up in Boca Raton, where I'm headed to now, to get out another way of getting mobile. And the answer to the question is never. K4MMX back to net.
And we got a K4MMX. All right. Well, at the end of my list, 57 past the hour, I'll get a list started here for Bill. Bill's in the green room ready to go here at the top of the hour, so let's get a list started, and I'll give it over to Bill. So anybody anywhere, twice and slowly. First of all, let me see if I got any mobiles. Let me see if I got any mobiles here. We're coming up to the top of the hour. Let me see. Any mobiles? This is Dick, WB2JPQ.
Echo 8, Charlie, Bravo, Whiskey, Kent.
Victor Alpha 3, Charlie Romeo Foxtrot. Victor Alpha 3, Charlie Romeo Foxtrot, pedestrian mobile deck.
This is Kilo 8 Victor Delta, Kilo 8 Victor Delta, Michael, mobile.
Kilo Charlie 2, Juliet, India Bravo. Kilo Charlie 2, Juliet, India Bravo, mobile.
4, Juliet Alpha Zulu, KA 4. J-A-Z.
Victor Alpha 3, Tango, Alpha Lama. Victor Alpha 3, Tango, Alpha Lama. Tim, Gonzalez, Turtle, Canada.
Was that you, Ben? Okay. Was that you, Ben? You're very noisy. I thought I recognized your voice. Was that you?